Kraft filed a complaint in July with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, claiming that GVEA's actions have crippled his wind farm expansion plans and hurt him financially. And last month, Kraft filed a petition with the commission asking for a review of regulations that govern how the state's utilities deal with independent power producers. On Wednesday, the five-member commission heard Kraft and his lawyer present their case and GVEA's lawyer's response, and then voted unanimously in favor of reviewing the regs, which were established in 1982. That was good news to Kraft.
It's very exciting. The only thing I'm a little disappointed in is obviously the time frame.
The commission won't begin considering changes until early next year at the earliest, after a back-and-forth comment and response period. Still, independent power producers count the decision as a big victory, says Duff Mitchell, executive director of the Alaska Independent Power Producers Association.
I think they were wise to do so. I think anytime you look at any regulation, regardless of what it's about, if it hasn't been seriously given any look at for over 30 years, it's probably time that they did take a look at this.
The most important of the proposed revisions would change the system by which utilities calculate their payments to independent power producers for the electricity they feed into the grid. The independent producers want utilities to pay them on a so-called incremental basis instead of the present system average basis, which sets payments according to the average cost of all the fuels that a utility uses to generate electricity. For GVEA, those include cheap coal and government-subsidized hydropower from Bradley Lake near Homer. But GVEA also generates more than a third of its power with expensive diesel and other types of fuel oil. The independents want the utilities to pay them on an incremental basis because, among other things, it's the system required by federal regulators. The independents say it also more accurately reflects the true avoided costs that the utilities are saving by buying power generated by the independents that is generally cheaper than diesel or oil.
I think that this is going to give us an opportunity to drop the cost of power in a big way. Those energy surcharges that show up on those electric bills every month, that's what I'm targeting.
Kraft says if GVEA would pay Alaska Environmental Power on an incremental basis instead of the existing averaging system, it would save the co-op's ratepayers some $4 million annually. Kraft says the change would promote private sector investment into electrical power generation at a time of shrinking state and federal spending on those facilities. And that, in turn, he says, would stimulate economic activity.
I'm hoping that, this basically entices additional private sector development. I'm hoping that this entices other people to create some really good job opportunities.
GVEA's president and CEO Corey Borgeson sees it differently. He says it's a good idea to review the regulations, but he doesn't think changing to an incremental basis will affect payments much to the independent power producers.
We think that'll be pretty close to the same as our average avoided cost. It'll just be a more complex calculation.
But Borgeson says he's concerned about the other impact of the proposed changes.
What we don't want to do is commit to something that causes our ratepayers to pay more for this power.
Borgeson says he sees far-reaching impact to the potential changes, which would affect all six of the state's major utilities that buy power from independent producers.
I believe it'll be a big issue throughout all the utilities. It's like, I think when they open this docket, everybody's going to weigh in on this.
For KUAC, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks.